Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Lucy Porter. And am I being unreasonable to want a nap?
No, that is never unreasonable, Lucy. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to miss shopping at C&A.
I had a padded gilet from C&A. Bloody loved it. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and celebrated forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me.
Hello, we are back with the ABU podcast, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about the irrational things that scared you as a kid. In fact, some of them are quite rational, as far as I'm concerned. Things like, you know, Mr. Tickle.
Oh, don't get me started. Yeah, totally.
Terrifying. We're also going to be talking about the weirdest things people have done when you visited their house.
Oh, God, people are weird.
Why we even bother with people?
I'm with you on that one. And blogger Emma Conway, otherwise known as Brummy Mummy of Two, is this week's A-list adjudicator.
She is worth bothering with. She's good. Now, for many, the theme music for Doctor Who would have us diving behind the sofa. This one's good. From a toddler until about the age of 7, I was apparently scared of eggs.
What?
It's a family joke that I'd start shaking and crying when I saw them. What a lovely
thing. So it's not an eating thing, it's just a visual thing.
Just the idea of an egg, the very thought of an egg. My brother was scared by the lion that roars at the start of some film.
It is a bit of a fright, isn't it?
Or the big man with a gong. That was the other one. There was the rank gong.
Okay, that just sounds wrong.
That man's big gong. That man dong. The man with his big dong. Now, as you know, a good deal of my week is spent with a silent pool gin perusing the brilliant classic threads board. It really is way too much of my time. It's nice, though, now because my husband comes up and says, what are you doing? And I'm like, it's work. Totally working. That's what I'm doing. So this week I came upon this little gem, which is, what is the oddest thing someone has done when you have visited their house?
Oh, my goodness. Get the popcorn. Drove 150 miles to see friends we hadn't seen for a year. When we got there, they were watching 24 and proceeded to watch two episodes back to back before they would even speak to us.
Normally
impeccably polite. Are you sure? I went to a colleague and his wife's house for dinner. Colleague, so not, yeah, not
Yeah,
friend.
Not like a mate. Yeah.
There on the hob, next to the cooking dinner, were his underpants being boil washed clean. Would you like a side of underpants?
That's a bit much. I'm just trying to think if I was sterilising my moon cup, whether I would also boil. No, I probably wouldn't. I'm not that weird. Although, shall we move into? I really shouldn't give away so much information. And now joining us on the line is fantastic blogger Emma Conway, also known as Brummy Mummy of Two. Am I being unreasonable to not mention the carpet mark? Ooh, intriguing.
Oh, to not mention the carpet mark. I say, no, they're not being unreasonable. I think that's... Haven't all houses got carpet stains? And well, my house has.
Yeah.
I'm looking at one now that looks like a dog wee, could be a child wee. I don't know.
Don't sniff it. You don't need to know
could
that.
Could be my husband's wee. Who knows?
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.